I don't understand how God operates. I just know He does. Woo! God operates, and we're grateful for His good care and His great mercies. I invite you to turn with me this morning to Psalm 29. This is a tremendous psalm. This is one of the psalms that describes the natural work of our Heavenly Father. Other psalms describe the stars and the sun and the moon. Other psalms describe this, the sunrise and the sunset. But this psalm takes a different direction. This psalm speaks about the storm. Anybody been through any storms? Even this, when Christ hung dying on the cross, if you recall, it became darkness fell on the earth for some measure of time. And I believe this, preacher. I believe that darkness was darkness. I do not believe as the setting of a sun. I believe it was darkness. Hey, listen, the precious, lovely Son of God was giving His life. Hey, darkness fell upon the earth, and the earth began to groan and move, and it says earthquakes took place. I'll tell you, God's in control of this natural world. And so in writing this psalm, it is attributed to David. And this psalm speaks of and declares unto us the natural work of a storm. One writer said this, that David, of course we know this, lived in the great palace at Mount Zion. And from that vantage point, David could see the storms in the distance as they grew and as they moved toward Jerusalem and Zion and passed over and passed beyond into the wilderness. Oh, friend, I want to say this to you. The storms are real. They rage. And this psalm is not speaking about just a shower. It's not speaking about just a thunderstorm. But it's talking about the groaning and the great depths of storm. Some that we may have experienced, not here, but around in our country, if you would, Katrina. Oh, devastated New Orleans. I don't know if you go back a little further. Hugo, in Spartanburg, Hugo came inland and touched our area. Hey, know this, of Camille in years past. Great hurricanes that did devastating work. And that's what the storm is spoken of in this 29th Psalm. Listen, as we read in verse 1, David, a psalm of David, said, "Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Now this is just the introduction. Now David begins to speak about that storm. He said, "The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Siren like a young unicorn." Or if you would, a young ox. He goes on to say, "The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forest. And in His temple doth everyone speak of His glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace." In reading that, I want to use a thought this morning. Just a few minutes ago, my young Isaac said, "What you going to preach on, Daddy?" I said, simply this, seven thunders of God. The voice of the Lord. It is described in the course of Scripture that the voice is as thunder of the Lord God. If you would, let me read a few verses to you from the New Testament. These are found in Matthew, in Luke, and also in John. You're familiar with these. These are the seven sayings from the cross. Let me just read these to you. In Matthew 27:46, He said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken Me?" Then He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In the 23rd chapter of Luke, verse 34. Then he said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Luke 23:43. Then he said, Father, into my hands, into thy hands, I commend thy spirit. That's in Luke 23:46. Then he said in John's Gospel 19, he said, woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother. This is found in verse 26 of John. Then he said in the closing portion of his crucifixion, he said, I thirst. Then he said, it is finished. I want to tell you, as we move toward this Easter celebration, thank God for His resurrection. I want to say this to you. I do not understand all that took place at the cross, but I understand this. It signifies and symbolizes and declares unto us the great suffering of our Savior. I cannot even begin to grasp what it was like for Jesus as He was given over to the Roman soldiers. He was scourged. Listen, not just beaten. He was scourged. Hey, many men lost their lives from this great scourging. Oh, they placed a crown of thorns upon His head. And they bowed mocking, saying, Hail thou, King! Hail thou, King! Hey, remember this, that also they plucked His beard from His face. Oh, the trail of blood Jesus left through the streets as He approached of the place called the Skulls, knowing this, of that Jesus carried the cross, bloody, the cross was bloody. Hey, that blood was for you. That blood was for me. Praise be unto the name of the Lord God Almighty. And here are these seven thunders from the Lord God. And as I looked here in this 29th Psalm, I was amazed. Here are the seven times He mentions the voice of the Lord. And at the cross, seven times Jesus spoke seven sayings from our Savior during the death. Hey, during the death that took place for you. He died for you. Listen, if you're here today and you've never received, or maybe this, you've struggled with your relationship, let me remind you, He died for you. Thank God. Hallelujah for the day. I shared this not long ago at the meeting. In 1981, I gave my heart to Jesus. 81. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God. For a moment in time, we recall and we remember. But there's some things that the psalmist speaks of knowing this. David knew this. Messiah was coming. Listen, God had shown him some things. Aren't you glad from time to time God shows us some things? Hey, that'll help us on our journey. That'll encourage our spirit. That'll lift us to new heights in stormy days to say, press on, press on, press on. Don't give up, dear child of God. We're getting close to His coming. Amen. Woo! I'll tell you what, He's coming again. And He's revealing unto us these wonderful truths in New Testament or in Old Testament for these New Testament truths. And listen, David first speaks of this, of the preeminence of God. I'll tell you, there's none like Him. There's none like Him. And he said this, give unto the Lord. Here he's simply saying this, ascribe unto God all things. I'm not real sure how I got here. Now, I'm not talking about 19E and turning right. I came from Fruitvine. Dog, and I'm not real sure how I got here. But I know who got me here, amen? I'm not real sure of the reason. But God does. Aren't you glad that God's not taken unaware? Hey, listen, Adam, we should do as the psalmist said, give. You say, give what? Give everything. Give. Hey, listen, he begins to describe some things to give. Listen, he says, give unto the Lord. First, he says, oh, ye mighty. Now, this, oh, ye mighty, he's talking about the powerful people of this world. That's what he's talking about. Hey, wouldn't that be something if the President of our United States were to give unto God glory and praise? We've had presidents in the past who did. That's why America was great. Hey, listen, we surrendered and submitted unto the Lord God through Christ our Savior. Friend, it can happen again. You say, I don't believe that, not with that. I'll tell you what, God can save him just like he saved you. I was a murderer. I the robber, I the thief, and Christ came where I was and saved me from my sins. Hallelujah. Hey, give unto the Lord. He said, oh, you mighty, oh, you mighty, oh, you mighty. He said, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Hey, you start giving to God, and He'll give you strength. I have to tell you, when I got here this morning, I was feeling pretty tired. It's been a long week. Been a long 2 weeks. I meant 3 weeks. I meant 4 weeks. Hey, we've traveled across 8 different states and preached to these many different places. We've sang in nursing homes. We've sang in hospitals. We sang in motels. We've sang in shopping centers. Hey, wherever we felt like we ought to sing for Jesus, we just sang for the Lord. And I have to tell you, I felt pretty tired this morning. Yesterday we took a trip to Boone. You'll like this. We took a trip to Boone, North Carolina, not far away. And Isaac got saved at a little church there about five years ago, Isaac? Before he's getting ready to have his 5th birthday. And we have not been back to that little church. Didn't know where he was at. I called a preacher and said, can you help me find it? And Isaac prayed this. He said, oh, I'd love to go in that church, Lord. Just let me go in that church. So he right where I got saved. And when we got there, nobody was around. We looked and walked around that little church. And a lady came out of a house. And I said, sister, we'd sure like to go in this house of God where Isaac got saved. She said, I got a key. I'll take you in. Woo! I'll tell you what. Took some pictures. The youth choir was a singing. It's a jubilee. And the youth choir was a singing. And I'll tell you, it's a small church. And there's about 200 young folk there. And I mean, there wasn't no place to sit. And we was in the back in the little pew. And Isaac couldn't get to the altar. And he came back where his dad. Hey, this is unusual, isn't it? Instead of coming to the altar to get saved, he went to the pew and got saved. Our God is a God of unusual things. Hey, He doesn't do it like the world, does it? And I'll tell you what, rarely does He do it the same way. I want to say, give unto the Lord. I better get going. Hell, I ain't even got started yet. He said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Glory unto the name of the Lord God Jehovah, the Lord God mighty, of the Lord God all powerful. He goes on to say, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Thank God we can worship. That simply means this, for us to recognize who He is and what we are. You'll understand how little we are and how big He is. Hey, we'll magnify God and we'll begin to worship. I like worship. I like it where it gets to the place I don't even know who I am, what's going on, except simply this, that He's God and He's in charge and He's come into the place and we've worshiped Him in the beauty of His holiness. Been in worship times and I... honestly, when we finished, I thought we was there about 20 minutes, and look, we've been there 2 or 3 hours. I tell you, God shows up, you won't care what time it is. By the way, God doesn't care about time anyway. He just made it so we'd know when to eat lunch and breakfast and supper. Amen. Just for Baptists. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, He said, know these things then. Recognize these truths. Declare and worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. Now He moves into this thought of the storm. The 7 thunders of God. I'm grateful. I had a dear preacher friend. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. But I'd see him in the Spartanburg area and he'd always call me out. Hey, he'd always remind me of who he was. And Brother Jimmy Robbins, do you remember Brother Robbins? He's gone on to be with the Lord. Died about 3 or 4 months ago. But he'd see me in the store. He might say this, bless you, Dr. Lancaster. Had an old coarse voice. Or he'd say, God bless you, Son of Thunder. By the way, that's what the man of God is. He's a son of thunder. Listen, God has put in the man of God a word for His people. Hey, that we may thunder out, for the Lord our God is good. Thunder, He declares. Hey, now He says the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. Now this voice upon the waters, it speaks of the multitude. In Revelation it does. The seas speak about the multitudes of people. Brother Steve, aren't you glad we can go in? Going in with the multitudes. Hey, we might not go in with the prophets. We might not go in with another crowd, but we're going in with the multitude. Hallelujah. And this, see, He said He is the voice. He is the thunder of many waters. Listen, when Jesus hung on the cross dying, He said, I thirst. Now I want to tell you, He wasn't wanting water. He's a thirsting after the multitudes. And He died for you. He died for you. Hey, He died that that whosoever believeth in Him may not perish. His thirst was after the unrighteous. His thirst was after the multitude of His creation. Hey, we've been created by God. Now let me say this. Because of Adam and his fall, we are not in the image of God. We are born in the sinfulness of Adam. But when we confess our sin and receive this precious Savior, listen, whose voice thundered over the waters, then once again we become children of the Lord. Listen, it doesn't yet appear as what I will be, but we know this, that we shall one day see Him face to face. I don't know what heaven's going to look like, but I'm looking forward to finding out. Hey, listen, I want to touch a heaven on this earth, amen? I want to worship Him. Hey, I want to come into His presence. Hey, the one whose voice, powerful, this voice, who upon the waters of the God of glory thundereth. Not only does He speak of the voice of upon the waters, but He also speaks of a voice that is powerful. In verse number 4, He says, the voice of the Lord is powerful. Jesus from the cross said this, it is finished. Listen, He could have called at any moment in time legions of angels. But instead, He chose to give Himself and to take up the keys of death and hell and defeat and destroy the devil and prepare for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl who will confess the name of Jesus and confess our sins the power of salvation. He simply said, it's finished. Thank God He finished the work at Calvary. You say it wasn't finished yet. He hadn't been risen from the dead. Oh, He's going to be. He said, it's over. Devil, you've lost. Power is mine, given unto me. He said, I'll take it up. It's finished. Hey, the voice, the thunder of power. Not only of power, but also His voice full of majesty. He said, the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. He said this on the cross as He was dying, Father, forgive them. Sovereign God who gave Himself in our stead. A Savior. Go back a little further in time. Can you imagine as Mary held this precious newborn baby and said, Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, can you imagine how Mary kept those things and pondered them in her heart as she saw her lovely son. How'd you like to have a son that never did any wrong? How'd you like to have a son that was your father? I have to say, I can't conceive or comprehend what Mary went through as she saw Jesus. Hey, even this, that even when she grew angry at Him, and she did. You remember how fearful she was when they had traveled a day's journey and Jesus would remain in Jerusalem? And she began to look and worried and frantic. I want to tell you, as she came back, she said, Jesus, what are you doing? Don't you know you're supposed to be with us? She simply said, or he simply said, don't you know I was about my father's business? I believe this, the anger left Mary. She remembered again when the angel had appeared unto her and said, that which is conceived in you is holy. Hey, the seven thunders of God. Hey, that which was full of majesty. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But also in this demonstration of grace, we move to the greatness that was displayed. And verse number 5, it declares unto us this, the voice that breaks the cedars. The voice that breaks the cedars. The might and the power. Now, as we've ridden around, preacher, in the area here, we've seen a lot of trees down. I don't suppose that's just some natural phenomenon that happened, was it? Storms, wasn't it? Contained ice and snow. Winds. Hey, I'm going to tell you, the trees that, and that's what he's talking about here, the mighty cedars of Lebanon, which we believe have great strength and might and power. Maybe this, as the storm moved over David's great palace, maybe that some of the cedars that were aligned in his rooms fell or broke. Whatever it was, David was reminded of the great power. Remember this, that David was not an indoor kind of guy. He's a shepherd. No doubt in times in his life of the storms had swole and raged and the lightnings flashed and the thunders rolled. David sought protection and found it in the Lord God Almighty. No doubt as David took sword in hand upon the battlefields, David saw the storms as they rose and swelled and moved across the field. I can think of nothing more devastating in warfare than the great storms to come across. I believe I'd throw my sword down. Sure wouldn't raise it up, amen? The lightnings flash and the thunders begin to roll. And David declares again of that the cedars, he said, he maketh them also to skip like a calf. Fearful. David said, there's fear. Have you ever been afraid during the time of the storm? My wife does not like the thought of what storms bring. Now, she likes thunder. She likes lightning. But she's afraid they're going to spawn tornadoes. Matter of fact, the place we live is pretty notorious for tornadoes. And she's fear. Hey, she begins to say, we need to get here. We need to get there. And she watches the television, you know, where it puts that in, and it says, conditions are right. There's a warning. A tornado could happen any moment. And I want to tell you, that does not compare to the storms often in our lives. Maybe we go to the doctor and we're informed we have a cancer. We're called and one precious to us have found themselves in great peril. Or maybe this, in these economic downturns, maybe you've received the news that your job has been taken away. Storms at rage. Brother Earl told me, we bought a van. It's a nice van. It's not new, but it is to us. And Brother Earl said, boy, I like that new van. I said, thank you, Brother. Brother Earl Farley. I said, thank you, Brother. He said, what did it take to get one of them? I said, lose your job. I've had it about 2 months. Hey, I'll tell you, yet God knows what He's doing, amen? And if you'll be sensitive to the Lord, He'll take care of everything in the storm. Hey, listen, the storms may howl, or the winds rage, the lightnings flash, and the thunders roll. And I want to tell you, God knows right where you're at. David declares again, also the voice that divided these cedars that break, remember the Lord's body, of the Lord's body, the blood that was shed. And as He hung on the cross, He cried, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? Well, friend, I want to tell you, God had not forsaken His Son. He turned His back on sin, which was you. It was you. And you on the back. And you. And you. You, brother. He became sin. When He did, His Father turned His back upon Him, for God cannot look upon sin. Oh, friend, as the Lord was broken in heart. But also we find these truths in the greatness that was displayed. Aren't you glad He is willing to take sin? Oh, friend, I want to tell you, thank God for the cross. Thank God for the cross. But also we see His voice that divideth the flames of fire. In verse number 7, He said, the voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. Remember Jesus said as He hung on the cross to the thief beside Him, He said, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Another one snatched from the very mouth of hell itself. I want to tell you, God's divided the fire and He's made a way of escape from the clutches of Satan and from the punishments and judgments of hell. There's not one here today that did not deserve hell. But God extended mercy. At Calvary, He divided the flame. Hey, God's love and grace became evident. Oh, friend, know these truths. God also, not only this greatness displayed and this grace demonstrated, but also we see verse number 8 of this 29th Psalm. He says, "The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness." Shaketh the wilderness. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. They said, "Are you Him?" He said, "There's one coming after me, and I'm not worthy to loose the shoe, the lace from his shoes." Hey, at the cross he cried, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." I'll tell you, what glory was displayed. What glory was displayed. We'll worship him. I tell you, you'll see God. Hey, and he's big. It's a big auditorium. It's a big auditorium. I'm used to preaching in little places. Matter of fact, the pews are usually close enough where I can spit on people. It's a big place. I'll tell you what, it doesn't compare to the expanses of these mountains. We rode up across the parkway, and we saw the... We just gotten on the parkway, and there's a turkey, wild turkey. Oh, that's pretty. And we rode just another mile or so, and there's a flock of turkeys. Some of you hunters are starting to get anxious already. A flock of turkeys. And Tammy said, "Well, you know, we saw some squirrel and other things and birds," and she said, "Wouldn't it be nice to see some deer?" And Tammy said, "Look, out there's some deer." And there's a group, there's four or five little deer playing right there. And we stopped. There was no traffic. It was early on Saturday morning. There's no traffic. And them little deer just played around. They'd run and slip up their little white tail, you know, that flag running. And then they'd stop and they'd perk up and they'd look at us. We was looking at them. We was looking at them looking at us. It was real nice. We went a little further, more deer. And then my wife said, "You know what? It'd just be some... You think I'm going to tell you we saw a bear? We didn't see no bear." But it would have been nice, amen? I tell you what, as we topped that hill and we looked out across the expanse of the mountains, hey, God's big. Can you believe He just spoke and everything that's here came into existence? I don't know what it would take to make a deer live. I don't understand the complexities of life of this body. The doctors don't understand. Got an old uncle, and he said that's why they call it practicing medicine. That's all they're doing is practicing. They don't know. But God knows. You have an infirmity in your body, God can touch that and heal that. And He can use the hands of surgeons, amen? Hey, He can use the medicines that He's given men knowledge to bring about. I believe those things. But don't say He's our great physician. He's the wonderful Creator. He's the God beautiful in holiness. Let us worship Him. Listen, it doesn't matter what's going to happen to this body. Not for we who know the Lord. Received a call yesterday and they said, "Brother John, we hate to ask you to do this, but Miss Annie Turner's went on to be with the Lord. She's 92 or 3 years old. And said, we hope that you'll be able to do the funeral back at the church." I said, I sure will. I said, "But I'm going to tell you this before I go. Miss Annie is not suffering anymore. She had a cancer in her brain." I said, "She's in the presence of the Lord." I'll tell you what, that precious little lady's a shouting and having her time. She's seen the things that we've only spoke about and only imagined in our hearts according to the precious Word of God. David declared unto us, "The glory of God and His voice shaketh the earth." but also His voice giveth birth. Listen to what it says in this ninth verse. It says, the voice of harvest. I like the way a fellow put it some time back. He said, gave me his birthday. He said, that's the day I discovered America. That's what he's talking about here. During this storm, during this time of trouble and trial and tribulation, of these deer give birth. Hey, listen. God has given birth. And this reminds me simply of this, that Jesus said from the cross, woman, behold thy son. Isn't that amazing truth that God was willing to give His only begotten Son? Isn't it amazing that the great Creator of all that exists, we've spoken of, in charge of the storms, was willing to robe Himself with flesh, come into a sin-riddled world? I like what Brother Winkler said in the meeting. He was preaching and he said this. He said, God did not create the devil. I said, my, what? He said He created Lucifer. The devil's desire to make himself higher than God, God cast him to this earth. Satan's desire was to destroy all good things. He used Eve, and he took our grandpa Adam, and they fell into the sin which we live in now. Jesus came to this world. Remember, Joseph was not his father. This is an important issue. This is an important issue. That Jesus was virgin born. I believe all of salvation hinges on that wonderful truth. See, Jesus came to this world sinless, spotless, pure. Born of a woman, He got His flesh. Conceived by the Spirit, He was God. Aren't you grateful today that He is God, man? And He was willing to take upon Himself. Hey, listen, as we read this again. Woman, behold thy son. The temple, if you will, the temple. Listen again, it says, and discovereth the far. And in His temple doth everyone speak of His glory. Stones rolled away. The women looked in and said, He's not here. I'll tell you, the glory of God had been revealed in the temple of our wonderful Lord and our gracious Savior. Oh, listen, these seven thunders of God, the Lord's preeminence, the Lord's power as we've looked at. But in closing this, we see the Lord's people. David closes by saying this, and he steps away again from this storm. But he says this. He says, the Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. I'll tell you what. The Lord is sovereign through the storm. He's sovereign through the storm. Let me just read this passage to you. It's a passage you're very familiar with. It said, there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. This is Mark's 5th chapter. He's describing this to us. He said, and he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he, being Jesus, arose. He rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace be still. I'll tell you what, the storms will rage. The winds will howl. The lightnings will flash. But I want to remind you, when you hear the thunder, remember the seven sayings of Christ at Calvary. For with Him comes peace. I'll tell you, He's sovereign through the storm. He knows where you're at and He knows how to get you through it. Sometimes the Lord lets you go around that storm. He'll do that. There's no telling how many storms we've missed in our lives simply by following Christ. I'll tell you what, sometimes He'll take you right through the middle. You heard what I said, didn't you? He'll take you. He'll take you. Aren't you grateful that He'll never leave you? He'll never forsake you? Hey, even when we're in the midst of the storm, He'll be there. He's sovereign. Oh, He can accomplish it. He's done it. Not only as He speaks of the sovereignty through the storm, in verse number 11, He said, the Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. I'll tell you what, He's sufficient in the storm. Oh, He'll take care of you. I'm living proof. I'm living proof. Just a murderer, just a thief. But because of the work of Christ at Calvary and the seven thunders of God, I stand this morning to declare unto you not only is He sovereign, but He is sufficient. I don't know what your need is. I've looked across the group here, and we've come together corporately to look for help. I've looked across you, but you know what? I haven't seen what anyone needs. I just don't have that ability. I want to tell you, before you arrived here this morning, God knew exactly what you needed. He knows this morning if you're saved. He knows it. And I'm going to tell you what, if you are, you ought to too. But He also knows if you're lost. He knows your condition. And He's made a way to meet your need. That way was when Christ said at Calvary, listen, it is finished. What a fitting way to close a message. It is finished. It is finished. But I want to tell you what, we're fixing to go out. And God's sufficient, God's sovereign, to meet your need now. Won't you let Him? Preacher, would you come? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Your pastor's coming. Our Father, we thank You for this 29th Psalm. Lord, it has been a stay in my heart and in my spirit. Lord, I'm so glad when the storms have come. Lord, You've been sufficient and You're sovereign. Whatever You choose to do, Lord, we know You're able to do it now. In Christ's name we pray.